Hi guys, welcome to English Digest. I'm Pat.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
So we've got our TOEIC article for this month where we're going to look at some of the language you might use in and around your office.
Yeah, when you are working, wherever you're working, it could be in the office or even outdoors, maybe you're working on the roads, you have lots of coworkers and colleagues, and you'll make friends with many of them, and sometimes you want to go out on the weekend with them, and or even during the week, and maybe have drinks or go do something fun, like go to the KTV.
Yeah, you get to know people. Now, last month, we talked about getting to know your colleagues for the first time in the office. This month's article is more about going out with them and getting to know them socially. And that's really important in the office because it helps you to kind of build a good team. You can make new friends. You might find something that you've got in common with some of the other people.
Yeah, I think it's really wise to try to go out, if you can, and socialize with your colleagues. It does build a nice team spirit. And when things get stressful, sometimes that friendship will help smooth things over.
Yeah, just kind of get you through it rather than, I don't know, you're just an officer, I don't know who you are.
Yeah, you're some coworker I don't like.
Yes. Yeah. All right, we've got a dialogue in the first part of the article, so we're going to read through that right now.
Okay. Hey, Tom. Do you have any plans for Friday evening?
No, I don't have anything planned at the moment.
A few of us are going out for dinner after work, and it would be great if you could come.
I appreciate the invitation. I'd love to join you.
Great! We typically meet around 7 p.m. I'll send you an email later with the details about where to meet us.
Do you often get together after work?
We normally try to do something every couple of weeks. As you've seen, it can get pretty busy at the office sometimes. It's good to get out, relax, and forget about those deadlines.
I definitely buy into that. At my old place, we tended to meet up pretty regularly. It was nice to chat about something other than work.
Exactly. You'll find out some interesting things about some of your coworkers. For example, did you know that Cynthia is really into acting and singing?
Really? I'm surprised to hear that. She seems to have such a quiet personality.
At work, yes. But on stage, she's completely different. You ought to go and see her the next time she has a show. The first time I saw her, I couldn't believe how lively she was on stage.
Is there anyone who loves baseball? I'm always up for catching a game on weekends.
Have you met Jim yet? If not, I'll introduce you. He never misses a home game. Okay, guys, let's get started. These two folks are in the office having this conversation in the first part. The title says, Friday Night with Your Colleagues. I've had clients of mine ask me what the difference is between coworkers and colleagues. At least for me, in my mind, coworkers are people who we work with, yes, but typically our job isn't as professional, perhaps. Maybe we're working in a bar or restaurant, or we have a job working on construction. But actually, I've said both. I work in an office quite frequently.
Yeah.
And I call them coworkers and colleagues both. But colleague has a little bit more of a more formal feel to it, someone who's more perhaps educated.
Could be, yeah. I often think of them as basically interchangeable. You can use either and people will know what you mean.
Yeah.
But I often think of colleagues as maybe somebody you have a slightly closer working relationship with. Just because maybe you're in the same department or you're likely to work together a lot.
Yeah.
So there are some people up in here that I never really see. So I'd probably say a coworker, but the ones who I'd see every day are more like a colleague.
I can see that. Yeah, I can see that. There's sort of that feeling of being closer to someone if you say colleague.
Yeah.
I also would say colleagues when I worked in New York because I was working on teams with these people. And we often did things together. Inside and outside the office, both.
Okay, so we're going to start off inside the office, uh-huh. and Angela is going to initiate this.
Yeah.
She says, hey, Tom, do you have any plans for Friday evening? So she's asking him, you know, what are you doing? You got any plans? Mm. And Tom says, no, I don't have anything planned at the moment.
Yeah, you know, a lot of us are so busy working Monday through Friday that we don't even have time to think about the weekend. Whereas some of my friends, that's all they think about, what I'm going to do on the weekend. But Tom doesn't have anything planned at the moment. That could change, but right now, as they're talking, he has nothing planned.
Okay, and Angela says, a few of us are going out for dinner after work, and it would be great if you could come. So she is right there inviting him out. Come and join us.
So nice. I wanted to mention briefly, I've had students of mine who will say, do you have any plan mm-hmm. for this weekend? Guys, it's always plural. In fact, most of the time, if you use the word any, the noun that follows needs to be plural. You wouldn't say, do you have any pencil? Do you have any pencils? Do you have any apples? You wouldn't say, do you have any apple I can eat? So do you have any plans? Plans is plural, no matter if you have one plan for Friday night or not. We just always say plans.
That's true.
Yeah.
So Tom says, I appreciate the invitation. Mm. So to appreciate something means you like it, you're grateful for it,
yeah.
you kind of feel good that this thing has happened. So I appreciate the invitation. So the invitation is what Angela gave. It's the noun form of the verb invite, and so it's the process of getting somebody to come somewhere by asking them. So you could have like a wedding invitation, mm-hmm. an invitation to a party,
yeah.
You could even receive an invitation to have a job interview.
Yeah, but if a guy asks a girl out and he's romantically interested in her, it wouldn't be an invitation, it's a date.
Yeah, that's a date.
Yeah, so that's a little different. An invitation is just somebody saying, do you want to join this particular event?
Yeah,
usually,
it could be
right?
written as well or, uh-huh. or verbal.
Oh,
so
yeah.
It could be a written invitation, which is usually a bit more formal.
Uh-huh.
But Tom says, I'd love to join you. So he's interested. He wants to go out with these guys.
That's great. Well, Angela's excited. She responds with great, which makes him feel good, I'm sure. She says, we typically meet around 7 p.m. If you do something in a typical way, that's the adjective form of this adverb here. This is an adverb we're looking at. It just means that something that is something that you normally do, typically I get up around 6 a.m. So that's my habit.
Early.
I just automatically wake up. Sometimes
wow.
it's earlier than that. This morning it was earlier.
Oh, my goodness.
Even though I went to bed at 1 a.m. So typically are things that you do as a habit. It's characteristic of you. It's something that people expect sometimes. So typically this group that goes out gets together around 7 p.m.
Yep, and Angela says she'll email him later with the details and just tell him what's going on, where to meet, and so on. So we're going to fast forward now to Friday night
yeah.
at the bar. They've gone for dinner. Maybe now they're going for a drink. Maybe they're eating in the bar. We're not sure. Tom is now asking, do you often get together after work?
Yeah.
You know, is this a regular thing? Is this something that happens a lot? Or is maybe because, as we know, Tom is still quite a new co-worker.
He is.
Is this just for him, or is just this normal, typical
yeah.
behavior?
Well, and you just used normal and typical interchangeably, which you can. Notice here we're saying we normally try to do something every couple of weeks. I could also say we typically try to do something every couple of weeks. This is something yeah. that you do under usual or normal
circumstances. Yeah, usually would be another
yeah.
similar adverb. Typically,
true.
Normally, usually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're all very, very closely related. Now, she says, as you've seen, it can get pretty busy at the office sometimes. And it's like that most everywhere, actually. It's good to get out, relax, and forget about those deadlines. I hate deadlines. Deadlines are times that you must finish whatever assignment or task you've been given. Maybe you have a report and you have a deadline of Friday. You have to finish that report by then. Maybe you have a boss who's given you a deadline to complete a PowerPoint presentation and you need to finish. While I'm talking about PowerPoint presentations, guys, you can't say a PowerPoint. PowerPoint is the software It is not the presentation. I have so many clients who say, yeah, here's my PowerPoint. No, that's your presentation. So remember that. So deadlines are not fun, but we all have them. That's how life works.
So Tom agrees with this. He says, I definitely buy into that.
Uh-huh.
So definitely means like 100%. He fully agrees with that. He totally agrees with that. This phrasal verb, buy into, that's kind of quite a sort of colloquial, businessy kind of slang term.
Uh-huh.
To buy into something means you believe in something and you fully accept that thing. It's like, yeah, I get that. I totally agree. I buy into that. I guess it could be related to poker and buying into a game, something like that.
That's interesting. I don't know where it comes from, but it is very commonly used nowadays. Somebody can also say, yeah, I don't buy that, which means I don't believe what you're telling me, or I don't accept that. So you'll often hear that used as well without the preposition. Oh, I don't buy that. Oh, yeah, she buys that. She bought that really quickly. Yeah,
she bought it.
Yeah, she believed what I had to tell her. But he really agrees with that. He definitely agrees with what they've said, that you need to get out and relax sometimes and not just think about work. Now, he brings up his last job, his previous job. He said, at my old place, that's just a way to talk about your previous job or place of employment. We tended to meet up pretty regularly. If you tend to do something, that's something that you likely do. It's something that people are expecting you to do because they've seen you do it before.
Yeah, it's a habit, really.
Yeah.
If you tend to do something, it's a habit. If you tend to wake up at a certain time or go to bed, tend to eat certain things at certain times, tend to have a cup of tea at 3:30, something like that.
I tend to not eat breakfast. Pat tends to eat breakfast.
I think it's the most important meal of the day.
That's what we're told, so okay. I'm wrong. Now, if you do something regularly, what does that mean?
That's another adverb. Yeah. We've used quite a few today. Regularly means you do it often.
Mm.
It's not something that only happens once every few weeks. It's something that happens maybe even at the same time every week. So maybe they went out every Friday night or every 2 weeks or maybe even twice a week, for a dinner and then a drink, something like that. They just do it often. They do it repeatedly, something like that. You could also say, I exercise regularly, which means you do it two or three times a week, maybe on the same sort of days or the same sort of times.
Instead of once a week, and you exercise for 2 hours, which isn't very good. Now, he says it was nice to chat about something other than work. It is nice to chat about things other than work, or besides work, you could also say. When you're chatting, you're just talking casually to people. It's not a big, serious, deep subject about the existence of life and why we're here on Earth and things like that. It's just fun stuff. You keep conversation pretty light when you go out with your colleagues, usually after work, especially if you've been drinking.
Yes, and Angela agrees. She says exactly. She likes to chat as well, get away from work. And she points out that you'll find out some interesting things about some of your co-workers. Maybe you wouldn't know about them if you were just working in the office with them.
True.
But you go out, you find out about their families, their personal lives, something like that. You're like, wow, that's interesting.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have thought that. And she gives an example. For example, did you know that Cynthia is really into acting and singing? Now, if you're into something, and we use be into something here with the be verb, if you're into something, you really like doing that thing, you really like getting involved with that thing, whether it's watching it, you could be into a TV show.
True.
And that just means you watch that show and you follow it. You could be into football. You know, you watch football, you talk about football, you find out what's going on in the world of football. In this case, Cynthia is really into acting and singing.
Sounds like me.
And me, yes.
Yeah, and you too. And it's fun to find out what your coworkers or colleagues do in their free time, what their real interests are. It's kind of fun, isn't it? Well, Tom is surprised to hear that. Really? And then he says, I'm surprised to hear that. You know why? It's because she's so different in the office. He says, she seems to have such a quiet personality. A lot of actors are like that. On stage, they seem to open up and they feel like they can do anything they want. But in real life, they're a little shy, perhaps, or quiet. Your personality is combination of all the qualities you seem to have. Some people are very funny. Some people are very outgoing. Others are very serious and maybe a little bit somber or sad, very quiet. You know, everybody has a different kind of personality.
Yeah, your personality is usually the things people notice about you.
Yeah.
If you think you're like that but nobody realizes it, it's not really your personality. It may be kind of who you are inside, but if people don't really notice it, you can't really say it's your personality.
It's so what
often,
you're showing, I guess.
Yeah, often other people will describe your personality maybe better than you can. Because you'd go, well, what do you think my personality's like? And in this case, she seems to have a quiet personality.
Yeah.
So Tom thinks Cynthia's, you know, quite quiet, not too lively.
Yeah.
Angela says, at work, yes, she is quite quiet at work. You maybe wouldn't notice her that much. She doesn't talk a lot. She doesn't make herself known. But on stage, she's completely different. Mm. As Stephanie says, actors can let a lot of themselves out on stage. They can really come alive.
Reveal themselves.
Yeah. Angela says, you ought to go and see her the next time she has a show. So ought to is a modal verb because it's followed by a regular verb, go, and it means the same as should. So it's used for giving advice.
That's true.
Telling people what they should do. So you ought to go and see her next time she has a show.
The first time that Angela saw her, she says, I couldn't believe how lively she was on stage. So she was very energetic,
bubbly.
Full of personality, loud,
active, completely different from sitting at her desk and doing her work.
So different. Well, Tom wants to know if anyone loves baseball. He says he's always up for catching a game on weekends. If you're up for something, it means you're willing to do it. It's something you'd like to do. And if someone asked you, you would agree quickly. So he's up for catching a game on weekends. Sounds like me. Mm-hmm. I like baseball. Angela says.
Angela says, yeah, have you met Jim yet? Mm. This is obviously another co-worker. If not, I'll introduce you. You know, maybe I'll tell you over, hey, Jim, this is Tom. You guys should talk about baseball kind of thing. Because Jim never misses a home game. So the home games are the games played in that team's home stadium.
Yeah.
So for the New York Yankees, they play all their home games at
Yankee Stadium. Yeah.
For my team, Nottingham Forest, our home ground is the City Ground in the middle of Nottingham.
Oh, that's a great name. Okay, guys, we're going to listen to our Chinese teacher for a little bit, and then we'll be back to talk about the extra dialogues and the discussion question. Hi, everyone. My name is Jenny. 好，我们今天要看多义的文章。这边呢，提到一个主题。第一个主题就是跟同事聚会，他们谈话的内容有些什么重要的字词我们要留意的。这边有两位主角，一个是 Angela， 一个是 Tom。那在谈话的过程里面呢，他问到了，他说你有没有什么计划呀？没有。I don't have anything planned at the moment. 注意到这个句型 have, 我们在动词的归类里面说它是一个实义动词。所以常常呢实义动词的用法因为特别我们要挑出来说，以这边来看的话，实义动词后面加受词，受词后面接的它常常是原形动词哦，但是这里是 planned, P-L-A-N-N-E-D, 也就是一个过去分词。那加过去分词的时候，理由很简单，因为你这里是被动的含义，没有任何事被计划，没有做任何计划，但是事情是被计划的，所以你用的是 planned。好，我们再来往下读。下面呢，这个对话当中又说到他们约好了哦，要晚上七点的时候碰面。然后他还说啊，他会寄一封 email 给 Tom， 然后他呢这里头就会有说到哪里见面、碰面的细节。那提到到哪里见面，这边有一个 where to meet us， 我们要晓得 where 它是一个疑问词。当然，我们用 where 这个疑问词。一般说起来就是要加一个问句，不过这边当然不是一个真正的问句，这个地方 where to meet us 它是用疑问词然后再加一个不定词的句型 where to do something， 那这个就是要去哪里做什么。当然如果你把它变成一个子句的句型，就是 where you should meet us， 或者是说 where we should meet，它的含义其实是一样的。当然其他的疑问词也有同样的用法，比如说 who to meet，
meet 或者是 when to meet us 这都有可能啊。那这边讲的是地点，所以用 where。好，再来下面中间这一段呢，哦，他提到了时间的地点，礼拜五在酒吧他们碰面了，然后他们有一串的对话，对话里面他提到通常啊 Angela 他们都是每两个礼拜呢就会一起做一些活动， every couple of weeks， 我们知道 a couple of 大概就是数字的二，那我们提到前面的这个 every 要特别的注意，因为Every 其实它就是有每隔多久的意思。好，再来下面呢又说到了 Tom 提到说在他的老东家里面呢他们也有这种小聚的习惯，我们看到他说到 We tended to meet up pretty regularly， 这个 meet up 用法上就是相当于说聚会，当然你后面可以加一个 for 啊，比如说 meet up for lunch 就是我们去聚餐吃中饭，如果你 meet up with somebody 就表示是跟谁碰面跟谁聚会。好，那在下面呢继续有一个地方 Angela 说到了，诶，你知道 Cynthia 这个人吗？诶，这个同事很有趣哦，他呢很喜欢演戏，很喜欢歌唱，那这边有一个介系词来说 Cynthia 他喜欢歌唱喜欢演戏，他用到了 into。我们知道介系词其实非常的好用，尤其是在我们绘画里面哦，其实一个很简单的介系词它就包含了很多种的含义，像这个地方当你说一个人呢，他对什么事情非常有兴趣很喜欢，你就可以讲一个人 into something， 所以说 Cynthia is really into acting and singing 表示 she's really interested in singing and acting。 好咯，我们再来最后这里再注意一个地方，也就是 Angela 她提到说你啊应该要下次她有表演的时候去看她表演，那她提到自己第一次看到的时候呢简直不敢相信，哇哦，这个 Cynthia 在舞台上真的非常的活泼。好，这边我们看到 I couldn't believe how lively she was on stage。好，这边呢 How lively she was 的地方我们要比较小心的，就是在英文句子里头我们有所谓的直接句法跟间接句法，直接句法也就是当一个问句它是问句的时候你用问句的形式来呈现，比如说 How are you? What time is it? 或者是像这里 How lively was she on stage? 这种像一个问题式的加问号的，可是当你把这种问句啊放到句子里头成为动词后面的一个受词的子句的时候，它已经不是问句了，我们会变成所谓的间接句法。我们英文说这种文法叫 indirect speech， 那这个间接的句法它不是问句的句型哦，所以你写出来的句子就不是疑问句的句型。像这边呢我们就是写 how lively she wasOn stage， 而不是 How lively was she on stage？ 因为那是一个问题，而这里不是。
Okay, let's look at our extra dialogues. They're all about going out and socializing with our co-workers.
Yeah.
So the first one is something you might ask in the office, which is, I was wondering if you would like to join us for a drink later.
I'd love to. Thanks for inviting me.
Okay, we mentioned dates earlier. This isn't really like a date ask because it's join us. It isn't join me or go out with me or go for dinner with me. So it's not a romantic. This is just a casual, some of us are going out. Would you like to join us for a drink?
Yeah. And, you know, honestly, it doesn't matter if you drink alcohol or not. I don't drink myself. But I've gone out with friends just to hang out.
Yeah, you have a Coke,
just fun,
tea,
yeah.
some snacks, have a chat.
And a lot of the bars in England, at least, serve food, which is great. Not so much in the States. That would be a pub, I guess, for us. But, yeah, bars typically don't have a lot of food. But it's fun just to hang out.Yeah, and nowadays they don't smoke, so it's more enjoyable for me. Yeah.
So our second one is a similar question. Any plans for the evening?
Mm. Not so far. What do you have in mind?
So here we go. This is a bit more of a, maybe they know each other a bit better. Any plans? No. What do you have in mind? Maybe A often has these plans, often has an idea. So maybe these two have known each other longer. Here's another version. If you're free on Friday night, some of us are going to a concert.
I'd love to join you, but I already have plans. Notice here we don't say, I already have a plan. No, I already have plans. It could be one plan, but we always make it plural. Hopefully, next time.
So this is how you can politely turn down an invitation. You don't want to just say, oh, no, I'm busy. That's kind of a bit rude.
Well, and it sounds like they're not interested.
Yeah, but I'd love to, but I have plans, hopefully next time. So saying, yeah, remember to invite me next time because I would like to go.
Now, here's our discussion question, guys. I'll ask you, Pat, how often do you socialize with your coworkers or colleagues?
Okay, I would say here at AMC, we usually do something, maybe not every weekend, but every other weekend.
Really?
Somebody will be doing something, you know, on an evening or on the weekend. Maybe a few of us like to play board games, like long, complicated board games that take
like
hours.
Risk?
Sort of, yeah.
Monopoly?
Yeah, sort of those kind of board games, different things like that. When I have a show, I invite my coworkers, and quite a few of them have come to see me over the past year or so. So that's kind of a social thing because we can talk and chat afterwards.
Yeah.
That's probably about it at the moment.
Yeah.
How about you?
I record with different people, and sometimes that little group, one of us will have a performance, just like you, and we'll go to support them. Or sometimes we'll have a dinner. If there's a special holiday like Thanksgiving, we'll get together, things like that. But yeah, we'll meet each other outside of work because sometimes you don't have enough time to chat as you're working, as you know.
Yeah, we're playing a group of editors. Are playing bubble ball
in a
week or so.
Oh, that's fun.
So that's as a social activity. It's also research for an article we're doing.
Where are you going?
NTU.
Very fun.
NTU. So we'll go out in the morning. We'll play a big game of bubble ball. There'll be maybe 10 of us. So that's a social thing. That's a social going out. We'll probably get lunch after. So
they actually have bubble ball at NTU?
Yes, they do.
Oh, my goodness.
Check it out, guys. If you're not sure what we're talking about, Google bubble ball. Go and find out about it. It's great fun.
Yeah.
Edie wrote about it back in December last year.
We've talked
about
it.
You can find that magazine, have a read of it. But it's superb fun.
It looks crazy. So things like that can really bring a group together. So sometimes it's a way also to get to know a new colleague or coworker, invite them, and they'll feel like they've mixed in very quickly.
That's
kind
right.
of nice.
All right, we are almost out of time now. So for English Digest, thanks for listening. I'm Pat.
I'm Stephanie.
Talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye-bye.